Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. I was wondering if I could take you out.
Take you out.
One more time. Oh, wow. Invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, babe. The name is Charlie.
At the mall, couldn't find a place to park. Threw my keys to the valet.
Hand that for me.
I was only there to hang, wasn't looking for a thing. I was just about to bounce. And then I saw Miss Lady. Then I said to myself,
thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome to the Frank Williams Show. You're listening live, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Again, thank you guys for tuning in. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you for tuning in. And those who are listening live on my show page at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. Today, weather. But before we get into that, the call-in number is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Now, today's weather is rainy, cold, overcast, okay? Rainy, cold, overcast day, and it's going to be like this pretty much all day on into the night. So you guys have to dress accordingly. Be ready for the rain because, you know, if you're on the road, you have to watch out for the other guy. Slow it down a bit. Maybe do the speed limit on rainy days when you have wet roads. You need to stay within the speed limit. If you do that, I think you'll be okay. And again, be careful. Look out for the other guy. And slow down. Conditions are wet. That's what you have to do. Tell you, I drove for 21 years for my courier service, my own courier service, and then I drove another 3.5 years for FedEx. And I know that you have to slow down when you're driving on these wet roads on days like today. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. That number again is 770-732-0244. Now, whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And you tell them that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Now, guys, I promote the show daily on Twitter, Facebook, and, of course, Blog Talk Radio. And if you are online right now, live on my show page, there's an icon there that says follow this show. Go ahead and click on that icon, set that up where you'll be able to follow the show and get daily show notes about today's episode. Also on Facebook, I promote the show live on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, go into your account, go to the top of the page, and type in The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show on Facebook. And go ahead and do your thing there and become friends of the show. Now, I also have a Twitter account. If you go on the Twitter, type in Twitter at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. Set that up for us. That way, whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. And again, thank you guys for tuning in. Now, today's episode is something that's kind of near and dear to me. Today's episode is called Live on Cash Because Credit Cards are the number one killer. The reason I say the number one killer, it's the number one killer of finances. Okay? The number one killer of finances. And when you think about it this way. If you take all your credit cards, whatever credit cards you have, stack them in a corner, and you say, if I could have all my payments on these credit cards, what would that do for your finances? What would that do for your finances if they took away all your credit card payments? Okay? Took them away. That would drastically reduce your stress. That would drastically reduce your dependency on credit cards. And credit cards, again, they're the number one killer of finances. They squeeze your finances so tight that your finances can't breathe. Okay? That's what happens with credit cards. Now, especially this time of year, so many people live on credit cards. So many people had a propensity to pull out their credit card when they're somewhere shopping. You know, the key here is to live on cash, okay? If you're able to live on cash, then you won't have the squeeze of the credit cards. If you put $1,000 on your credit card during the Christmas holidays, let's say you put $2,000 on your credit cards toward the Christmas holidays, you know how long it'll take you to pay off that $2,000? It's going to take you almost 3 years to pay off that $2,000 in credit cards, nearly 36 months to pay off a $2,000 credit card if you continue to pay the minimum balance, okay? Now, if you do have credit cards, I suggest only a Visa and only an American Express. Those are the only two credit cards you need. And you need to treat them the same. You need to treat the credit cards just as you treat them the same. You have to pay off an American Express card each month. Well, you don't have to, but, you know, that's the way they're set up. Now, I used to have a Gold American Express that was for my business, and you could make a payment. You didn't have to pay it off all at once. You could make a payment, a monthly payment, on the Gold card. But you can't do that with the Green American Express. You have to pay it off each month. Okay? But if you live on credit cards, think about it now. If you put your credit cards in a corner, along with your credit card payments, all that's gone, okay? Think about those payments and how much money you can have, you know, how much discretionary money you could have saved without those credit card payments. Credit card payments are a killer. And when you look back, I know when I was growing up, my mom didn't live on credit cards. She didn't use credit cards. She lived on cash. She had a credit card, but she had a Visa, and she had, I think, if I can think this right, she had a Sears, you know, car. That's a department store Sears car. That's all she had. But I remember her always talking, man, if I can get rid of this credit card, I'd be doing good. And she did that. She made it a goal to pay off that credit card, and she could do it. And she did it. Okay? So the key to life, the key to financial right now, is to be able to live on cash. Okay? And you need credit cards for different things, I think. But you know, you don't need to use credit cards when you're out there buying dinner. You don't need to use a credit card for food. You need to pay cash for that. Now, I understand some people say, you know, I use my credit card so that I won't have to carry cash, this and that. Well, you don't have to carry cash. You can just carry your debit card, right? Use your debit card. That's just like cash. Try to do your best not to use your credit card when you're out there, okay? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, myself and my household, we've been living on cash for the last 5 years. It was something that not only I wanted to do, but I was sort of forced into it. Okay, when the housing market failed a few years ago, back in 2006, 2007, my business fell apart. Okay, along with a lot of other businesses that totally fell apart because of the housing market. All right, so at that time, I had business credit cards, right? But I wasn't making any money through the business. So I had to shut the business down, and I got rid of all the cards that I had for the business. And once I did that, I started seeing the light. Then my next gear was to get rid of the credit cards, my personal credit cards. Once I got rid of the personal credit cards, I really saw the light. So now we live on a cash basis, do have an American Express, do have a Visa, and do have the debit card. Okay? Live on cash, guys. And, you know, another thing which is just similar to credit cards are car payments. Car payments. Car payments are also a financial killer. Okay? Yeah, I know you want to go out there and get that nice and fancy car, brand new, good looking, you can smell that leather. You guys, you know what? The way that they sell you on a car is to get you in there, and when that new car smell or that smell of that new leather goes up your nose, your brain starts to clicking, starts to figuring out how you can pay for this car. And the brain is amazing, so it figures it out. Okay? Now, you just got rid of this payment, so you got $300 that's free right here because you just got rid of that payment. So you got $300 that's free, but this car is going to cost you $450 a month, so you need another $150. Well, $150, I can come up with that each month. I'm going to do it. Go out there and you sign for that car and you get it. Okay? You're driving a shiny new car. Now, the payment's due next month. So next month when the payment's due, you got your $300. But you need it, what? Another $150. Okay? Now, you can't seem to figure out that $150, or you have it in your account. You see it there in your account. But when you pay that $450 that month for the car, that puts you in deep money. Now you got $12 in your bank account to last you for another week and a half before you get paid again. That's where you end up when you have a lot of credit cards, or you even have a deal where you are trying to pay for a car. Well, you got that car, you got those payments, and you didn't think it out. You didn't think it out. Let's look at another scenario. At $450 a month, you know, two months would actually give you about $1,000. Not quite $1,000, but let's say $1,000. 2 months give you $1,000. It's going to take you 10 months to get $5,000. Okay? It'll take you 12 months to get $6,000 if you save those payments. Now you got $6,000 in the bank in order to get you a car. I guarantee you, if you go out there, you can go to a car dealer, or you can go online, or you can go to CarMax or whatever. You can find you a very, very dependable, very nice, very reliable used car for $6,000. You can find a very nice used car for $6,000 that someone couldn't pay for before. Just like you, someone couldn't pay for that car and had to give it up, the repo. Now you got virtually a brand new car for $6,000. You pay cash for it, no payments. So now you can also just put liability insurance on that car, which is a far less expensive than full coverage. But you had to use full coverage on the car when you had payments because the car wasn't paid for. The bank owned it. Now you got to pay full coverage in order for, if something happens, the bank will be whole again. The bank will get their money. That's why you have to have full coverage. It's not for you, right? Full coverage insurance is not for you. It's for the person or the bank that you're renting this car from. Yeah, I call it renting because that's what you're doing. It's just like your house. Say, yeah, I bought this house. I'm this such and such and such. You didn't buy it. You put a down payment on it, and you're renting it. You're renting the house. You tell the bank, I'll take care of it. I'll pay you your payments every month, and I'll take care of it. I'll keep insurance on it and all this stuff until I pay you back. You know? You hold this deed until I pay you back. And that's understandable for a house. Hundreds of thousands of dollars. But a car? No way. Man, get you a nice, very nice used car for about $5,000 or $6,000, and keep a knocking. What do you use that car for? To get you home to work, home to a party, home to a game, home to a grocery store, home to here, home to there. You have that car to get you from A to B. You're not riding through a parade with your car showing it off. You're not in a car show with this car showing it off. You aren't trying to compete with your neighbor because they were stupid too. They went out there and bought a brand new Cadillac. You're not trying to compete with them, are you? If you are, you've made that fork in the road. You made that turn down the wrong road. You're not thinking right. Believe me, you're not thinking right. And until you start to think right, these credit cards and these car payments are going to squeeze your finances until they can't breathe anymore. Squeeze them until they can't breathe anymore. And that's a problem. It's not a good problem to have. Believe me, it's not a good problem to have. Okay? I was on the edge at the end of my business. I was at the edge wondering how was I going to pay this. Now, I had to keep food on the table, lights and gas and all this stuff at home. So the credit cards, they had to wait. But luckily, I was able to get rid of everything, get out of there, and go on with my life. And because of that situation, that taught me to live on cash. And when you live on cash, things just don't seem as bad. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in and tell me, how do you live on cash? Or do you live mostly on credit cards? You'll know. You know if you do, because you've been paying those payments every month, and you know when you get that credit card statement in the mail, that balance didn't go anywhere. It may have gone down $18, but $18 from $2,000 is not much. Okay? $18 from $2,000 is not much. Think about it, guys. Try to make yourself, or try to help yourself to live on cash, right? Because it's not that expensive for you to live, okay, if you're living on cash. It really isn't, okay? If you think about your rent or your mortgage, you think about your gas, your light, water, and you add those up, that's not even one of your paychecks. And then you got food and gas for the cars and, you know, other stuff that you like to do. And then you have some money left at the end of the month. That's living on cash. That's what you should do. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show. I love you all. Take care of yourselves. It's Tuesday. We're headed toward Thanksgiving. 2 days to go. I hope you guys have great days. It's Frank. Till tomorrow, 9:30. I'm over and I'm out. See ya.
You want me to stay? I'll be around today to be available for you to see. If I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay, I got to be me. Just by phone, because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now. We got to get in straight. How could I ever be late when you're my woman taking up my time? Oh, how could you ever allow? Fun. When you know that you never number two, number one.
Mm-hmm.